Don't you know we've come this far?
Welcome to the History of Christianity podcast with Daniel White the Thorn. My name is Sonequa Grace White, and I am the fourth oldest daughter of Daniel White the Thorn. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White the Thorn helps believers understand the basics of Christian history.
This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the History of Christianity podcast number 144, titled Ambrose of Milan, Part 3, An Unexpected Election. Our scripture passage for today is Romans 15:4, which reads, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of these scriptures might have hope." Our History of Christianity quote today is from Jerome. Pardon me. Our History of Christianity quote for today is from Jerome. He said, "Let the divine scripture be always in your hands, and give yourself so frequently to prayer that such shafts of evil thoughts as ever assail the young may thereby find a shield to repel them." Today, beloved, in the History of Christianity, we are looking at Ambrose of Milan, Part 3, An Unexpected Election. An Unexpected Election, from Dr. Justo L. Gonzalez's fine book, The Story of Christianity, Volume 1. Shortly after Ambrose's consecration, the nearby region was ravaged by a band of Goths who had crossed the border with imperial permission but had then rebelled. Refugees flocked to Milan, and there was news of many captives for whom the Goths were demanding ransom. Ambrose's response was to order that funds be raised for the refugees and for ransoming the captives by melting some of the golden vessels and other ornaments the church possessed. This created a storm of criticism, particularly among the Arians, who were eager to find him at fault and accused him of sacrilege. Ambrose answered, "It is better to preserve for the Lord souls rather than gold. He who sent the apostles without gold also gathered the churches without gold. The church has gold, not to store it, but to give it up, to use it for those who are in need. It is better to keep the living vessels than the golden ones." Likewise, in writing about the duties of pastors, Ambrose told them that truth or rather that true strength consists in supporting the weak against the strong, and that they should invite to their feasts not the rich who could reward them, but rather the poor who could not. Among the many who went to listen to him preach, there was a young preacher of rhetoric, a young teacher rather of rhetoric. There was a young teacher of rhetoric who had taken a long and torturous spiritual pilgrimage, and who was so entranced by the bishop's words that he returned to his mother's faith, which he had abandoned many years before. Eventually, the young man, whose name was Augustine, was baptized by Ambrose, who does not seem to have been aware of the exceptional gifts of his convert, who one day would become the most influential theologian of the West since the Apostle Paul. Next time, beloved, we will begin looking at Ambrose of Milan, Part 4, The Bishop and the Throne. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to learn from our Christian history the good things to repeat and the bad things never to repeat, and to be reminded and encouraged to keep our eyes on the prize. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, simply knowing the facts about Christian history without knowing the one on whom this faith is based will do you no good. If you do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I encourage you to get to know him today. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Simply believe in your heart that the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can be a part of the church in this life, and in the life to come, live in heaven forever with God. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will do so. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember that history is truly his story. God bless you. Don't you know we're trusting?